Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
If you've been a bride in the Boston area in the past few decades, chances are you've heard of or gone to Yolanda's Wedding Center in Waltham to find a dress or that perfect accessory. It's something of a local institution. But after more than 40 years in business, Yolanda's is closing at the end of August. The owner, Yolanda Salucci, will sell her signature shop and semi-retire as a wedding consultant. WBUR's Monica Brady-Meyerov reports.
Thousands of brides are on a first-name basis with Yolanda. At the store that bears her name and all her sequined flourishes, Yolanda is often in the showroom presiding over the dramatic entryway.
We feel from the moment they step in the foyer, there's a beautiful chandelier, a spiral staircase, the feeling of them stepping into a place that's a little bit of a fantasy land is what we wanted.
In the fantasy land that is Yolanda's, generations of brides have come for help.
I'm Tara Keating. Well, my mom knew about Yolanda's before I did, but we came for my sister's wedding, which was only planned in 3 months, and I needed a dress ASAP to be in that. So we came here, and I actually got a Vera Wang right off the rack. It was amazing. So I figured I'd come back for my dress.
I'm the in-house designer. I'm David Joseph, and I did Tara's mom's dress. This is an aqua two-piece. Now, you have to understand that her hair is a copper color and a very soft, pale skin. So we did a beautiful aqua, which complements her perfectly. I have to tell you, it is a very touching moment because Yolanda's is, it's more than coming and buying a dress. It really, you turn into family. Every client turns into family, and we miss our clients. After they leave after the weddings, they all send us some pictures, and they never do.
Keating promises to send pictures from her wedding on Saturday and leaves with her dress shrouded in a long white bag. Yolanda, who is former Governor Paul Salucci's cousin, started out selling wigs to cancer and head injury patients. She opened her first retail store in 1968 with 7 dresses. Her business has survived by growing with the times. In 2005, it became a one-stop shop for weddings, with photography, a salon, cakes, and even a fitness spa with a bridal workout routine. Yolanda, who's 75, says she's seen a lot of changes in brides' tastes over the years.
When we first started out, it was brides came in for that very traditional kind of dress, like a Grace Kelly high neck lace, beautiful ball gown. Very conservative brides came in wearing gorgeous corsets and wonderful pantyhose to try it on. Now they came in with no bra, no pantyhose, no nothing. They're covered with tattoos, and they're looking for the slinkiest dress that's out there.
Yolanda insists the timing of the closure has nothing to do with the economy. She says her store is doing well. But bridal outlets, the running of the brides, and the internet have changed the way women shop for gowns.
Before, they had a little dream in their head of what they wanted. They'd describe it, you'd pull it out, they'd buy it. Now there's pages and pages. There's the high neck, the low neck, the straight, the full. They don't know. They just see pictures, and they want to try it all. And they do.
It truly is the end of an era.
David Joseph admires her work ethic and understands why her daughters, one a dress designer, one a model, declined to take over the family business.
Yolanda, for 40 years, made it look easy. She made it look easy, going to New York every 2 weeks, buying bridal gowns, buying the shoes, the earrings. In this economy, no one wants to work that hard. Yolanda's the old school way of doing it.
Yolanda will continue to work as a wedding consultant. Her $10 million in wedding dress samples and Mother of the Bride dresses will be on sale until the store closes at the end of August. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.
To see a slideshow of pictures off Yolanda's Wall of Fame, including shots of her with President George H.W. Bush and Bob Hope, go to our website, WBUR.org.